This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms for you over at discord.lrn.fm. So try those out, because you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us if you do that over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in that studio tonight, it's Ian,
Vincent, and Chris.
Ooh, let me turn you up a little bit there, Chris. All right, so that should help. So, I know you guys want to ignore this this mass shooting, or at least, Vincent, I think you said that. I don't remember.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between ignoring and just not talking about something.
Well,
especially, I mean, if it's saturation in the news for something that happened, like, an ocean away.
Sure, but it's a pretty major news story. Sometimes news is so big that, I mean, we're pretty good about ignoring the big headlines here on Free Talk Live. Let me just say that, because, you know, normally the things that interest us aren't what make the big headlines. However, every now and then there's just something in the news that's just such a big story, it seems like it can't be ignored. And
what's the story? What's the headline?
Almost 50 people have been just slaughtered in New Zealand. 49 people are dead in a attack.
I mean, is this the government that did this, or...
Well,
there's debate on that, but we can't mention it, otherwise we'll get kicked off of Twitter and every social media platform.
Wait, what? You can't... What? What's going to get us kicked off?
Well, if we speculate whether or not the government was... A government was involved.
They're kicking people off Twitter for that now?
Well, that's how...
What's the official story?
Well, I have honestly only know what I heard about during Call to Freedom. So
it seems like if it's not the government doing it, is this really news? If this is just another story about
somebody shooting up a school or something. 50 people being killed. I mean, that's pretty unprecedented. I mean, maybe that doesn't mean anything
to
you. But
it doesn't seem of that much consequence.
Maybe you're just so callous.
People get killed. Like, that amount of people get... I think there's a 9/11 every day in, like, the Middle East or something because of the bombings. Or maybe not every day, every month, like, thousands of people are killed because of drone strikes and just the war in the Middle East. So this is why I'm you know, and obviously any loss of life or any loss of innocent life, I think, is tragic. But I think it's, in some senses, it's sick that, like, the news would pick and choose which deaths to, advertise and make money off.
That's exactly why it's not news. It's because they're just picking a story that they know will get headlines when there's probably lots of other groups of people who have died, you know, probably even in larger numbers on the same day, but they pick this one story.
I'm not going to say you're wrong, but I'd like you to go ahead and find me something from, you know, some other headline elsewhere that is competitive with the body count in this particular story.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the problem. They're not reporting on it.
I see.
If they were reporting on it...
Israel began bombing Gaza yesterday, yesterday evening, because, like, two rockets fired. I don't think there's any casualties from those rockets, allegedly from Hamas. And then that gives the Israelis, you know, a carte blanche to start terror bombing civilians.
Right, but we're not talking about governments attacking governments, unless, of course, you believe this was a government, you know.
Oh, I'm not saying that at all. I was asking.
We're talking about individuals killing individuals
in
large numbers, and apparently, in this case, a group attack. Okay, so there's allegedly four people who've been arrested.
So it was organized.
Yes, and apparently it was based out of 4chan. That's the allegation.
Are you serious?
Yeah, apparently there's like a 70-plus page manifesto.
Wow,
I don't know what percentage of
what's
it.
What's the manifesto?
Even crazier is apparently a good portion of, maybe, I don't know what percentage of it, maybe all of it, was basically copy and paste from 4chan. Like, memes.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, I have it in front of me. I haven't had
a chance. You have the manifesto?
Yeah. I haven't had a chance to read it. We're trying to scrub it, right? So, like, you know, the news media is fine plastering the guy's face all over, but they're like, oh, don't read what they have to say.
Oh, that's exactly what I want to know. Every time they leave that kind of detail out, it's like the first thing I want to know is why did the person do what they did, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you begin to solve a problem if you don't even know why people are doing the things that they're doing that you don't want them to do?
Right. Like, and if all this person is doing is copying and pasting memes, then you really don't know anything.
It's like they have a Q&A. Well, it's exactly like the basement tapes with Columbine. The sheriff's department or whoever's in charge of it destroyed all of them before anyone had a chance to see what the shooters had to say. And did that solve a problem of school shootings? No, absolutely not.
Definitely
ridiculous.
Not.
It's just, you know, like an ostrich shoving our heads into the sand.
Let me give you some of the allegations here because, you know, this is pretty much breaking news. I mean, it was earlier today, midday prayers in New Zealand, when this happened, at least 49 people, this is according from the AP.
Was this at like a mosque or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
At least 49 people were shot to death at two mosques during midday prayers today. Most, if not all of them, gunned down by an immigrant-hating white supremacist who apparently used a helmet-mounted camera to broadcast live video of the slaughter on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
So is it sounding newsworthy to you now?
It's certainly a more interesting story than I had initially anticipated.
Right.
It's just we have so many people die every day. It seems callous, but it's not callous. It's more manipulative. Is kind of where I was.
You're saying the news media is manipulative.
It's very manipulative.
I agree. Sure.
We feel like 50 people is a lot, and it is on an individual level, but in the scheme of
the largest and most deadly shooting in the history of this entire nation of New Zealand.
Wow, interesting.
So, I mean, this is a huge deal. One man was arrested and charged with murder. Brenton Harrison Tarrant appeared in court. Okay, now that's different than what I heard earlier. I heard there were four of them. Appeared in court Saturday morning, because it's already Saturday morning there, and strict security was there, showed no emotion when the judge read him one murder charge. The judge said it was reasonable to assume that more charges would follow. Two other armed suspects were taken into custody while police tried to determine what role, if any, they played in the cold-blooded attack that stunned New Zealand, a country so peaceful that police officers rarely carry guns. It was by far the deadliest shooting in modern New Zealand history. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said, quote, "It is clear that this can now only be described as a terrorist attack." She pronounced it one of New Zealand's darker days. Tarrant, who police say carried out at least one of the shootings, posted a jumbled 74-page manifesto on social media in which he identified himself by name and said he was a 28-year-old Australian and white supremacist who was out to avenge attacks in Europe perpetrated by Muslims. I got news for you. If Muslims perpetrated attacks in Europe, you probably aren't going to find them in the mosques in New Zealand. Just saying. If you want to get revenge on somebody who has attacked you, and I don't recommend revenge, I think that it's just the cycle of violence and that, you know, if somebody has to break the cycle of violence, continuing it is just going to make the world poorer and, you know, more violent.
Well, but that's exactly, and just from the manifesto, that's exactly what this person wanted. Like, I haven't had time to read all of it.
What do you mean? What he wanted?
Well, the goal was to, I can't quote anything, but from what I've heard, the person's goal was to further polarize people, right?
Yeah, because he wants more people to hate each other.
And, he wants, accelerationism, that's what they call it, where by making things worse, they achieve their goals or make things somehow better. So by talking about it, by calling for, I don't know, more censorship or gun control or whatever, it's playing exactly into this person's hands, or at least what they wanted.
Yeah, but I mean, what did he really want? Did he want his own? I guess it's a kind of apparent what he wants based on just the description that he's a white supremacist. Presumably, he wants a society that he can live in where there's only white people. So,
well, we don't know exactly what he wants. There's a 74-page manifesto, which may or may not have his actual opinions in it.
Oh, yeah, because it's like, from the first several pages, it says how he made his money by investing in BitConnect.
Oh, wow.
Which isn't true, right? I mean, that's just
Well, for a period of time, maybe, if he got out before, you know, BitConnect went well, yeah, went down the drain. But so that's like my first thing. I'm like the first thing I first paragraph I see BitConnect. I'm like, all right, that's one meme there.
Yeah,
and how are they associating this with BitConnect?
It's just a meme. They were reading it during Call the Freedom, which is the afternoon drive show on LRN.FM. They were reading from some of this manifesto, and it was just like apparently all memes. Now, I don't know all the memes, so I mean, I have no idea what's a meme and what's not. I might recognize some of them, but I imagine, Vincent, you're probably more in tune.
I recognize quite a few.
So there's more coming up here. If you want to share your thoughts on this, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, but the obvious story of the moment is this mass shooting that happened in New Zealand at a couple of different mosques, which, by the way, somebody did chase this person away at one point. There was, from what I understand, I'm not sure at which mosque it was, but somebody had a gun, like a legal gun carrier. Now, apparently there aren't too many of those in New Zealand, but somebody had a gun and managed to chase this person off. He didn't shoot him and kill him, but he did, you know, abort, basically, one of these attacks early on. So, proof that what we've said for so long, I mean, we've reported on countless shootings here in the United States over the years doing Free Talk Live, these various different school shootings, for instance. And, of course, they always take place in places where they're gun-free zones, where nobody, with the exception of maybe a school resource officer, maybe a cop who happens to be there, is armed, which essentially means that it's, you know, like shooting fish in a barrel. Because, you know, you've got a bunch of people who are unarmed and basically just waiting around to be victims of somebody who's willing to break the law, which most of these school shooters are. In this case, we're not talking about a school shooter. We're talking about somebody, maybe more than one person. There have been a few different arrests. One person has been charged so far in New Zealand with one murder, even though 49 people have been shot to death. So again, this is basically breaking news. It happened earlier today. It's Ian, Vincent, and Chris in the studio. You can reach us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you belong over at liberty.menu. You ought to put the things that you do, maybe the business that you run, maybe the digital content that you create, or the event that you coordinate. You can put it up there at liberty.menu. It's basically a liberty-oriented business directory, but it's got kind of a social media aspect to it. You can leave reviews and ratings of the different businesses there. So please drop into liberty.menu, and you can use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's liberty.menu. Vincent, you've got the 74-page long manifesto here, and it does appear that a chunk of it was written by him. I'm not sure, again, how much of it, because apparently there's a lot of memes.
Oh, yeah, I have two paragraphs here. I would, from so far, the most outlandish things written in here. I don't know if you want.
Please, you feel free to share
so
here.
All right, so I'll just read two of them here that I found so far.
And what page are you on? Just cite which.
On the PDF, page 17 out of 74. So yeah. There's one. Is there a part
this is in his Q&A? He's basically asking questions of himself.
Yeah, and okay. So there's, is there a particular person that radicalized you the most? And he replies, yes, the person that has influenced me above all was Candace Owens. Each time she spoke, I was stunned by her insights and her own views, helped push me further and further into the belief of violence over meekness.
Now, hold on.
Is this a politician?
Isn't Candace Owens the lady on Twitter who got banned because she took, like, some sort of leftist statement and then changed it to am I right about this? Is she a black Republican?
Yeah, I'm unsure about that. But that's something that she would do, right? That's in her character too.
I heard she got banned because she changed the wording of some hateful lefty post and turned it into kind of like a hateful righty post.
Probably. She just replaced white people with any other group and that got her banned. So, yeah, so Candace Owens, and earlier in the manifesto, the person, when he's talking about his political views, he talks about his disdain for conservatism, and he describes himself as an eco-fascist. From what made a lot of people think this was just a troll was how he says, you know, Candace Owens influenced him, when obviously from all of this guy's views, Candace Owens, who's an African-American conservative, very milquetoast, you know, associated with Turning Point.
She would certainly never advocate.
No, absolutely. So this is just, in my opinion, an attempt to smear her, which is like, you know, if you hate someone and you're going to do a very terrible thing, I mean, it makes sense to, you know, blame it on them. So this is just because that person even said something about PewDiePie at one point.
This person?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. yeah, that's it. And then the second thing that came up here was the second question afterwards that was outlined. It says, were you taught violence and extremism by video games, music, literature, or cinema? And the person replies, yes, Spyro the Dragon 3 taught me ethno-nationalism. Fortnite trained me to be a killer and to floss on the corpses of my enemies.
Wow.
No, and then follows it by no.
So you know, people are going to take this seriously. Like, they don't realize that he's being sarcastic.
Well, he did say no right after that, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. But... So, I mean, for some, you know, sarcasm is almost impossible to decipher through text. Right?
It's hard. That's exactly what I mean. Like, somebody's out there is going to take it seriously.
Yeah. And so that's just an excerpt from this stuff. And Fortnite, of course, is a hugely popular video game. I mean, lots of people, I'm sure, have heard of it. Whether they played it or not is another question. And so you're right. I think there's a legitimate concern that some of the anti-video game violence people are going to point to that.
Oh, yeah,
and
sure.
They're going to say, see, we told you. Here's a mass shooter who's citing Fortnite.
And Spyro the Dragon turning people into racists.
Yeah. So if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Again, they've had a couple of, well, what they say, two armed suspects were taken into custody. This is the AP report saying one man was charged with murder so far. And the man's name is Brenton Harrison Tarrant, who police say carried out at least one of the shootings. He was allegedly the one who posted this 74-page manifesto on social media. And
oh, that's right. These people are still alive.
Yeah, that's an unusual aspect of this. Because, well, and that's probably because it took place in New Zealand, and the police there aren't as, like, gung-ho as the cops in the United States.
Yeah, but these guys had guns, and often the shooters will kill themselves.
That's true.
But in the manifesto, he explicitly says he wants to be taken alive so he can continue spreading his message.
That is interesting.
That is unusual. Australian white supremacist who was out to 28-year-old Australian white supremacist who was out to avenge attacks in Europe perpetrated by Muslims. The gunman also live streamed in graphic detail 17 minutes of his rampage at Al Noor Mosque, where armed with at least two assault rifles and a shotgun, he sprayed worshippers with bullets over and over, killing at least 41 people. Several more people were killed in an attack on a second mosque in the city a short time later.
Wait, he left and they actually got to another mosque?
Apparently.
Well,
wow.
And the assault rifle, the gun part for me, that's what makes it somewhat suspect for me, right? You know, New Zealand, Australia have some of these strongest gun control. And, you know, for island nations, too, so it's not easy to smuggle things in. So, like, how...
Yeah, but what stops you from making one?
Well, I don't think you can't make... I mean,
you could with a ghost gunner.
Well, I guess, yeah, it hasn't said if it was.
I mean, this is the problem. You're not going to be able to keep this kind of stuff out from the people who want to get it,
that's
are willing
right.
to break the law. I mean, we know these laws don't work, you know, to actually stop the people who are looking to do harm from getting these types of weapons.
Well, but if he made
we
it...
We know it, but do the other people out there?
Yeah, if he 3D printed the receiver, I'm sure it would have... Like it said, he was shot dozens and dozens of times. I'm sure it would have melted by the time...
Well, no.
We
you're thinking of 3D printing. So the ghost gunner is like basically a milling system.
It's not the same.
It's a professional. Okay.
Well, I mean, I doubt an Australian could have gotten their hands on one, but we'll see.
I suspect they would prohibit the ghost gunner from coming in, but who knows? Maybe they don't.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different ways to get these kinds of things, even where it's outlawed. So I don't know.
We got more on the way. If you want to share your thoughts here, and if we can, you know, pull more out of this ridiculous manifesto. We could do that, too. If you want to jump in, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. You don't have to talk about this psycho down in Australia. And was it more than one person who was involved? And what is 4chan's role in all this? It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump gets out his veto pen for the first time in his presidency Friday.
To defend the safety and security of all Americans, I will be signing and issuing a formal veto of this reckless resolution, and that's what it was.
Facebook and YouTube have removed the video of a terrorist walking into a mosque and opening fire. Facebook officials say police alerted them to the video on their platform shortly after the live stream started, and they quickly removed it. President of the Security Studies Group, Jim Hansen, on this terrorist attack.
It's horrific. It's hard to even imagine the mentality that decides I want to not just slaughter a bunch of people because of my obscene beliefs, but I want to broadcast that to the world in the hopes of creating a race war, which was his avowed goal. And I think it's horrific.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free, bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. 49 people allegedly killed at a couple of different mosques in New Zealand earlier today. They have charged one person with murder and have taken into custody at least a couple of others. With you in the studio here tonight on Free Talk Live, it's Ian.
It's Vincent. And Chris.
Now, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We're doing our best to kind of parse through. There's a lot of information, obviously. We've got a 74-page manifesto, which is... It does appear that he wrote this himself, but it's also peppered with basically memes. Text from memes, essentially.
Okay, so it's more than memes, then.
Well, I wouldn't say, it's not like you said, copy and paste it. I haven't seen any evidence of that. It's just like when he's writing the manifesto, he would refer to the memes.
Oh, really? Okay.
So it's like inside joke. It's one gigantic inside joke for Anons.
Which is crazy, I mean, to suggest that, you know.
Oh, severely deranged, yeah, absolutely. Like,
that it's funny.
How elegant a moon.
Now, if you want to talk about somebody who's callous, I think it's probably fair to say that this man sounds like a callous person.
You have to be a callous person to take somebody's life like that, right? Like, that's sick.
I can't imagine.
You're a psychopath.
I don't know, you know, I don't know if you have to be callous to take somebody's life, but certainly this sounds like it was.
How could you not be callous and commit murder?
If you're defending yourself or...
Right, we're not talking about self-defense here, right? In that case,
I wasn't suggesting, you know...
Just to be clear, I wasn't suggesting that people who are acting in self-defense are callous. I meant you have to be callous, you have to be a psychopath to take somebody's life as an offensive measure. You're going into, this person's going into a church, going to a mosque, and spraying bullets around and murdering people. I mean, that is a sick thing to do. Whether it's 49 people or one person, you got to be a psycho to do that. Something's wrong with you. And that's one of the reasons why these things are newsworthy is because, you know, they are still pretty rare. As often as they seem to happen in our kind of collective consciousness, it's still a rare lunatic.
I don't think this kind of thing happens that often, but I think there's a lot of people who get killed in various ways constantly on like a daily basis. If we take the world as, you know,
are we talking about people who get killed from accidentally falling off a cliff, or are we talking, you know, in a car accident,
about,
or are we talking
bombs,
about murders?
Bombs going off by governments in particular, mm-hmm. but it's certainly other circumstances.
Yeah, and governments hire psychopaths to, you know, commit acts in their name. And, you know, there is obviously some brainwashing involved, and some people are able to tell themselves they're doing it for their country or whatever and kind of block out the idea that they're killing innocent people. But, you know, regardless, it is a callous thing to do, the taking of another life, because it basically requires you have no empathy.
Mm.
Because if you don't have empathy, then you don't have any understanding of what your actions might be like on that other person, on the fact that you're going to take that person away from their family and their friends and their life and all their responsibilities and their job and, you know, everything that they have created in their life. You're going to delete that. So you have no, if you're a killer like that, you have no empathy. And if you have no empathy, it probably means you're a psychopath, because generally that's one of the traits of a psychopath, right, is that they have no empathy for other human beings. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We go to Tom in New Hampshire. You can bring up whatever you want here. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just came across a news story that the nuclear power industry is pushing the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to scale back on inspections and reduce how much they go blabbing to the public about when things go wrong. And that the agency is dominated, the board is dominated by Trump appointees, and they think, oh, yeah, this sounds like a brilliant idea. Let's cut down on, and let's let them inspect themselves and assess their own power plants instead of spending federal money and imposing all these burdensome restrictions, you know, restrictions which, by the way, might have prevented the disaster in Fukushima, Japan, on 11 March of 2011. Let's not forget, you know, disasters do happen, and it's a recipe for disaster to scale back on the controls of these things.
Isn't it true, though, Tom, that they basically kind of crippled the nuclear industry in the United States by not allowing them to essentially, you know, like, create new nuclear power plants in the last basically two or three decades?
Or create safer power plants.
Well, newer presumably would also mean safer, but yeah, I mean, implement new systems.
Not necessarily, because they can still build power plants, they just can't build a safer type of power plant.
Not
they can still
that,
build new nuclear power plants?
I'm not 100% sure on the details, but I'm assuming there have been.
I heard that you can't do that.
It's very hard. There haven't been any built in quite a while.
Right.
Too many people talk.
Can I put something out here? That there's a federal law limiting the liability of these things if they do blow up. And also, then you take a look at your insurance policy, take a look at that fine print there, you're not covered either. So, you know, if the amount of devastation and that they're not even liable for because the insurance companies won't cover that kind of risk, it's just too dangerous. And now they're talking about reducing the amount of oversight by the government and such. it is kind of scary. And, you know, it's just...
Well, I'm not scared by the whether or not the government is involved in something, because governments have historically been overseeing nuclear power, and all of the accidents have happened under government oversight of nuclear power.
Oh, yeah, Chernobyl. I was run by the government.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but I mean, aren't you supposed to be a libertarian, Tom? I mean, what are you endorsing government oversight for?
Well, I'm endorsing let's make these things. If you're going to shut them down, that's the best thing because they're too dangerous. But
what's the evidence they're too dangerous? I mean, most of them operate safely.
But there have been accidents and people have been getting killed. And it's
when was the last time that happened in the United States?
Three Mile Island.
And when was that?
That was.
Wasn't that the 70s?
That was a long time ago. That was around 1979 or something like that.
I wouldn't exactly call that a crisis of nuclear power plants breaking down.
It's probably more of a, I think what it is it's more of a liability issue, or it should be.
It should be, but he's saying they're protected from liability.
Right, and I think that's the problem. It's government actually interfering.
So there's your government protecting these people from being held liable. It would seem like you would not want the government to be involved in these things.
Yeah, I don't want the government to be involved in them, but they are too dangerous, and they are creating an inherent risk.
So you're saying you do want the government to be involved then?
Well, no, I don't know if he's saying that. He's just saying they're too dangerous. That doesn't necessarily mean he's arguing.
Well, yeah, but that means he wants
them shut down.
That's a presumption. Tom, what do you want?
No matter how safely you try to run these things, you never know when there's going to be an earthquake like what happened at Fukushima.
He said earlier he wanted them shut down.
Oh, did he?
Tom, what do you want to happen then? Let's just be clear. What do you want?
Do you want the government to shut them down, or do you want them shut down some other way?
I don't know how to shut one down myself. Do you? You know,
no.
How to shut down a nuclear power.
It's a big red button. You just go in there.
I think you have to pull some lever on the left. You'd have to ask some of the guys that work there.
Homer Simpson knows.
So did he not answer the? Did he just dodge that question?
I think he just hung up.
Thanks for the. Yeah, he did just hang up there. Thanks for the call.
I was just going to say before that, from my understanding, like some of the biggest opponents to nuclear energy being adopted are the environmental crowd, right? And because, they have a fear of, like, toxic waste or something. Even though, I mean, when you take, like, the chart of, what was it, like, Clinton, like, energy being clean and efficient, nuclear is pretty, I mean, it's pretty good. I'd say it's the best bet for it. Best of both worlds being clean and being, something that could provide a lot of energy, unlike wind or solar that could turn off if a cloud shows up. And, I mean, like, which is why I think it's odd that, instead of rolling back saying, okay, let's have more power plants, but let's make sure we're inspected and safe, we're saying less inspections. That just seems like a recipe for disaster.
You know what I always thought? It's not so much that power plants are super dangerous. I mean, I think they potentially are, or the damage that can be caused when they do go wrong. I think it's fair to say that they do occasionally go wrong, but a lot of it also is placement. I mean, if it's placed right next to major...
But they need to be near rivers to cool. They need an access to water to cool it off, which causes heat pollution in rivers.
Part of the problem why we haven't had a whole lot of nuclear development because the government stands in the way of it, there are other types of reactors. You could do a thorium reactor, which is much, much safer. It basically can't melt down, from what I understand. So there are advances that could be implemented.
Yep. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin at your point of sale in real life, at your, you know, brick-and-mortar business, then turn to the folks over at AnyPay.Global. In fact, they set up a brand new website, HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. So if there's somebody that you know that might be interested in taking Bitcoin, this website makes it easy. It'll walk you right through the process. And when I say process, there's really not much of a process. You create a username and password, and then you load up your cryptocurrency addresses for your wallet in the back end, and then load the app on your point-of-sale device. That's it. Go to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com to get started. And then within moments, you'll be accepting Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Zcash, and others if you want to. It's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. As we continue here, Ian, Vincent, and Chris in the studio tonight, just watching some disturbing footage from the killing of what is apparently at least 49 individuals in Christchurch, Canterbury, New Zealand. I did just post the DTube footage, so somebody uploaded, they got their hands on this, because he apparently streamed it live to Facebook as it was happening. Somebody presumably ripped it from Facebook quickly afterwards, because I suspect Facebook by now has long since taken it down. The footage has been placed on DTube, which is, as I understand it, a decentralized video storage and service. So, in theory, this video should not be able to be taken down at this point.
Interesting.
So it is there. I posted it in our on-air now room on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. In the beginning of the video, we have not watched the whole thing, and nor do I really want to watch the whole thing, because it's, you know, ultimately, as you were saying, I think it was off here, one of you guys were saying, this guy wants the attention. Yeah. He wants people to talk about him.
Oh, he said as much in the manifesto.
In his 74-page manifesto.
Is that really it? He wants people to talk about him, or is it that he wants people to talk about his beliefs, his views on an issue that he's concerned about?
Well, I mean, if you want to read an excerpt from his manifesto, Vincent, you've read more of it than I have at this point. You're welcome to share if you have any kind of answer.
Yeah, let me just find it. There's a lot
to that question. But basically, I'll recap what we've seen in this video so far. Basically, the first 5 minutes is of him driving, and he gets out, grabs a couple of weapons, and walks right into the mosque, passes by people outside, doesn't shoot the people outdoors, and then immediately begins to fire at people in the doorway of the mosque and proceeds to go room to room, just basically blasting anybody that he comes into contact with. There does appear to be at least one man who early on makes a jump at him, tries to stop him, but he is cut down. I mean, it's horrifying. Did you find something?
Yeah, so he gives many reasons. It's on page 6, I believe, of the PDF. But basically here, I'll just read this paragraph. Finally, as in reasons why he did it, to create conflict between the two ideologies within the United States on the ownership of firearms in order to further the social, cultural, political, and racial divide within the United States. This conflict over the Second Amendment and the attempted removal of firearms rights will ultimately result in a civil war that will eventually balkanize the U.S. along political, cultural, and most importantly, racial lines. This balkanization...
So hold on. So just to clarify, he believes that by doing this attack, he will encourage more gun control laws in the United States specifically, because they're already pretty strict over there in New Zealand, as I understand it. So he will encourage more gun control laws, which he then believes will encourage the pro-gun people to kind of dig into the trenches, so to speak, and spark some sort of actual conflict.
Well, I can't speak for the guy. I'd say it's more likely that the anti-gun people will spark it, because most pro-gun people just want to be left alone, be the anti-gun people who want it to be taken. He continues, this balkanization of the U.S. will not only result in the racial separation of the people within the United States, ensuring the future of the white race on North American continent.
Which makes no sense. I mean, I don't see why, even if you believe there's going to be a civil war based on gun control, which doesn't seem likely, but even if you did believe that that was going to happen, it doesn't follow that a war that divides people between their opinions on gun control, which would obviously be a slaughter, because the people that have the guns versus people that don't have guns.
People who don't have guns do have something. They have a full force of the government. Absolutely.
Sure. There is that. But still, if you have two anti-gun, pro-gun sides fighting one another in this mythical civil war, it doesn't follow that racism is going to be a factor there, because there are blacks that have guns. There are, Asians that have guns, so that's not going to be a factor. I'm not sure where that comes from.
I am kind of curious now. This may be kind of messed up, but what is the makeup of gun ownership in the United States?
That's a good question. Along
racial lines.
Well, this is just me guessing from inductive reasoning. So in cities, right? Yeah, at least let's say legal gun ownership, because we have no idea how many illegal guns there are. So in cities, there's tight gun control, and many cities just don't, like we have Baltimore, Washington, D.C., New York.
Chicago.
Chicago. It's almost, they're all gigantic gun-free zones.
Even though Chicago's, Baltimore, the murder capitals of the U.S., right?
Yep. Seeing the pattern here. And you go to, places like Texas, where there's people like Alex Jones, who have, dozens of firearms, and so on. There's more.
There's a black guy that runs a very popular gun store in Austin, Texas.
Oh, I know, but in, in general, votes would be exception, not the norm. And so if a majority of the, quote, like the colored or minority population, the non-white population in the U.S. are focused in cities, right, at the moment. Well, like many, you know, there's white flight, right, so in rural and suburban areas. Oh, absolutely, it's true, yeah.
I don't know if that's true, because there's a lot of blacks in the South, all across the South, so I don't know if I agree with that.
So, okay, at least in the North, I know, but it's, you know, it's, and
it's true is, that there's, that yeah, cities tend to be more urban as far as their, you know.
I'd say cities are more diverse, because that's where people are coming in from, compared to, like, rural areas. And maybe in the South it's different, you know, like in Louisiana and the Bayou.
But there's plenty of gun-owning, you know, blacks
in
the
South. Yes, yes. Okay, so that's, and I'm just saying in regards, in general, right? So this is just me guessing, and that I'd say it's...
Speculating.
Yeah, exactly. if you've got some statistics and you want to jump in, you're welcome to join us here at 855-453. But I just don't buy his claim that a gun-based civil war
seems hard to believe.
Is going to result in a race division.
Oh, I mean, obviously, this person's mental faculty. Yeah. I mean, the sure amount of... The fact that they're browsing 4chan as an adult already brings into question for mental faculty.
That's true. He's 28.
And the final the final paragraph here is, he says, for reason doing it. Furthermore, this balkanization will also reduce the USA's ability to project power globally and thereby ensure that never again can such a situation as the U.S. involvement in Kosovo ever occur again. Where, and then he puts in brackets, where U.S. NATO forces...
So he believes he believes that sparking a civil war... First of all, he thinks he's going to help spark a civil war. But he believes that sparking a so-called civil war is going to result in the U.S. government not invading countries around the world.
Well... I mean, there might be,
He doesn't elaborate any further.
There might be some rational logic behind that.
Really?
If you're talking about the United States breaking up into lots of different governments, basically.
He didn't say that.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Chris. He doesn't specify what balkanization, what he means by that. Does it mean that, you know, does it mean like the U.S. is taken over by whites? Does it mean they separate into different ethno-states? He doesn't really elaborate.
Well, I mean, simply a country that is divided is going to have, presumably, it's not going to have as much influence around the world. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but...
Yeah, but remember, the Civil War idea isn't that there would be governments fighting one another. If you listen to what these people are saying about the Civil War, and maybe it happens more often on like a Saturday night on Free Talk Live, so you may not have heard some of these discussions, but we've had people calling in over the last year or so who really, really believe that there's going to be a Civil War. And every time they call in, I always ask, well, what are the sides? Go ahead and name for me what the sides are going to be. And they never are really good at saying what the sides would be, but they don't believe they're going to be government versus government. They believe they're going to be like, you know, this guy's saying, gun owners versus people that want gun control, or, you know, races squaring off and fighting one another, that they're going to be this sort of...
Yeah.
Dispersed, distinct, difficult to really ascertain.
Are either of you familiar with Bleeding Kansas?
It sounds like a band.
So before the American Civil War, the first one, the only one so far, there was a there's debate whether or not there's going to be a vote in Kansas whether or not it would be a slave state or a free state. So you had pro-slavery and anti-slavery militias from all around the country. They would go to Kansas and would kill each other to try and get remove votes from the other side. So it was like, so the American Civil War started out with just partisan fighting, and then it turned into two separate governments fighting. So... I think it's possible that this, whatever, if there is, you know, an American Civil War, it starts out with just militia groups or whatever fighting, or gangs fighting, and then it evolves into something much bigger.
We continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Hour number two on the way. 49 people apparently are dead in New Zealand after a lunatic, at least one, went on a rampage with some serious weaponry. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, and he says he wants to spark a civil war. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon on choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.